Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana, to you and the listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we have the first program of the year 1447 after Hijri. We are into the new year. We pray that Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us for the coming weeks when we present our program, Bilad al-Muslimin, the land of the Muslim. We are busy with the country Pakistan, and today we are taking advantage of the situation that there is a personality in Pakistan, very well known in certain circles, but abroad in the West, and many Muslims do not know about the existence of General Hamid Gul, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has passed away on the 15th of August 2015. General Hamid Gul, Rahmatullah Alayhi, was born in 1936, and as we said, he passed away on the 15th of August 2015. And he had played a very prominent role in very historical situations in Pakistan and Southeast Asia, especially in the Afghan War and the establishment of the Tehreek-e-Insaf Pakistan of Imran Khan. So we're just going to discuss his life alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, he was very well known to some South African listeners through the programs and interviews that he had with the marhum Ibrahim Gangat Rahmatullah Alay and Shafat Ahmad Khan Rahmatullah Alay. And I thought it is just good enough that we become aware of these personalities who played a prominent role and were shunned, in fact, by the Pakistani establishment for being very conservative and radical in their thinking. General Hamid Gul Rahmatullah Alayhi was a three-star general and was notable for serving as the Director General of the Inter-Services Intelligence, that is the ISI, of Pakistan's Premier Intelligence Agency between 1987 and 1989. During his tenure, General Gul Rahmatullah Alayhi played an instrumental role in directing ISI support to Afghan resistance groups against the Soviet forces in return for funds from funds and weapons from the United States of America during the Soviet-Afghan War, in cooperation with the Central Intelligence Agency. In addition, General Gul was widely credited for expanding covert support to the Kashmiri freedom fighters against neighboring rival India in the disputed Kashmir region from 1989. General Gul earned a reputation as the godfather of Pakistani geostrategic policies. For his role against India, he has been considered by A.S. Dulat, a former director of the Indian Intelligence Services, as the most dangerous and most famous ISI chief in Indian, not famous, infamous ISI chief in the eyes of the Indians. In 1988, General Gul, with the support of Generals Aslam Beg and Asad Durrani, played a key role in forming the Islami Jauhari Ittihad, a conservative political alliance created to prevent the Pakistan People's Party, led by Benazir Bhutto, from winning the 1990 Pakistani general elections. He appointed Nawaz Sharif as the head of and leader of the IJI, who would later win the elections that followed. In 1999, he appointed Nawaz Sharif as the leader of the IJI, and this helped him win the elections with the help of the ISI. On 15th August 2015, he died after suffering a brain hemorrhage. His early life and education is very interesting also. He was born on the 20th of November 1936 in Sargodha, in Punjab province, British India, into a Punjabi Pathan family, to parents Mohammed Khan and his wife, who originated from Bunair Tehsil in Swat district. Kul ancestrally descended from the Yusufzai tribe of Pashtuns. His father was a Subedar major in the British Army, moved from Swat to Lahore before settling down in Sargodha, where he got arable land. His grandfather was a Khilafat movement activist, while his great-grandfather, Faiz Khan, was a Deobandi who participated in the jihad of Sayyid Ahmad Barelvi and Shah Ismail Dehlvi. He got his early education from a school in his village and then received admission into the government college in Lahore before being admitted to the Pakistani Military Academy in Kabul. Amir Kul was commissioned in the Pakistan Army in October 1956 for the 18th PMA Long Course in the 19th Lancers Regiment of the Armored Corps. He was a squadron commander during the 1965 war with India. He attended the Command and Staff College in Quetta in 1968-69. During 1972-1976, Kul directly served under General Muhammad Zia-ul-Haq as a battalion commander and then as staff colonel when General Zia was the president of Pakistan. The 1st Armored Division and commanded the 2nd Corps at Multan. Thus, Kul had already cemented his ties with General Zia by serving under him when both were officers in the armored regiments of the 2nd Corps. Kul was promoted to brigadier in 1978 and steadily rose to be the martial law administrator of Bahawalpur and then the commander of the 1st Armored Division in Multan in 1982. His appointments expressly wished by Zia himself because of his conservative outlook and very conservative interpretation of Islam. He was adhered to General Zia himself. Kul was then sent to General Headquarters as the Director General or the GG of Military Intelligence under General Zia-ul-Haq, who then nominated him to be the ISI chief, succeeding General Akhtar Abdurrahman in 1987. He was later replaced as the ISI chief commander by PM Benazir Bhutto in May 1989, and Kul was transferred as the commander 2nd Corps in Multan. In his capacity, Kul conducted the Zab-e-Momin military exercise in November-December 1989. The biggest Pakistani armed forces show of muscle since the 1971 Indo-Pakistan War. General Asif Nawaz, upon taking reins of the Pakistan Army in August 1991, had transferred Kul as the DG of Heavy Industries Taxila. General Kul personally met Osama bin Laden in 1993. And refused to label him a terrorist unless and until irrefutable evidence was provided linking him to alleged acts of terrorism. Only days after the September 11 attacks, Kul also stated his belief that the attacks were clearly an inside job. In an interview with Qatar-based English news channel Al Jazeera, Kul further alleged that the September 11 attacks were planned by the United States government, that Al-Qaeda's role was uncertain, and that confidence should be taken in bin Laden's denial of his responsibility. The Americans, he also stated that the Americans took his name to the United Nations Security Council Sanctions Committee, but the Chinese intervened and they stopped his name from being on the terrorist list. They, the United States, did their best. They have not allowed General Kul in the year 2000. They did not allow him at all to become the member, Roberts, Chief of Staff of the Pakistan Army. That means that they were planning at the time of 2001. 2001, General Kool said, well, in his opinion, there is a mystery, it's an enigma. It needs to be resolved, and this is the very basic question. Was it Al-Qaeda that carried out the 9/11 attacks? Osama bin Laden is on the record to have twice said that he didn't do that. Although he said, I pray for the people who carried it out. But he said, I didn't do it. So that mystery still remains to be solved. The post-retirement career of General Amir Kool, according to Zahid Hussain in his book Frontline Pakistan, Lieutenant General Amir Kool and former Army Chief General Mirza Aslam Beg were part of the January 9, 2001 Darul Qaniya Islamic Conference held near Peshawar, which was also attended by 300 leaders representing various Islamic groups. The meeting declared the religious duty of Muslims all over the world to protect the government of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and the Soviet president, Osama bin Laden, it was hosting, whom they considered as a great Muslim warrior. On March 12, 2007, General Kool marched alongside activists from the Liberal Democratic Parties and retired former senior military officers against General Pervez Musharraf. General Kool faced down riot police when they tried to arrest him at a rally outside the Supreme Court in Islamabad, protesting against attempts to dismiss Chief Justice Iftikhar Mohammed Chowdhury. General Kool was also a credit of expanding covert support for the Kashmir freedom fighters against neighboring rival India. In 1988, Kool, with the support of General Aslam Beg and Asad Durrani, played a key role in forming the Islami Jahuri Ittehad, that is a conservative party to promote Islam in Pakistan. During his army career, he was promoted. He served under General Ziaul Haq, who then nominated him to be the ISI chief director. During his time as ISI head amid the Soviet-Afghan war, Kool planned and executed the operation to capture Jalalabad from the Soviet-backed Afghan army in the spring of 1989. This switch to conventional warfare was seen as a mistake by some, since the Mujahideen did not have the capacity to capture a major city, and the battle did not yield expected results on the ground. However, the Pakistani army was intent on installing a resistance-backed government in Afghanistan, with Jalalabad as the provisional capital, Abdul Rusuf Sayyid as Prime Minister, and Gulbuddin Hikmatyar as the Foreign Minister. Contrary to Pakistani expectations, this battle proved that the Afghan army could fight without Soviet help and greatly increased the confidence of the government supporters. Conversely, the morale of the Mujahideen involved in the attack slumped, and many local commanders of Hikmatyar and Sayyaf concluded the truce with the government. During his tenure as ISI chief in 1998, General Kool successfully gathered conservative politicians and helped them create the IJI, that is the Islamic Jamhuri Ittehad, a center-right conservative coalition united against the left-leaning Pakistan People's Party. Kool later acknowledged his role in the IJI's formation in various interviews, for which he was harshly rebuked in one of the editorials of a major Pakistan newspaper, which asked the general to apologize first to the Pakistan People's Party for having done so, and after that apologizing for the lack of intelligence because the IJI could not maintain its two-thirds majority for long. According to accusations by Indian commentator, Gul actively backed Khalistan movement. When Bhutto became prime minister in 1988, Gul justified backing these insurgents as the only way of preempting a fresh Indian threat to Pakistan's territorial integrity. When she asked him to stop playing that card, he reportedly told her, "Madam, keeping Punjab destabilized is equivalent to in the Pakistan army having an extra division at no cost to the taxpayers." Gul strongly advocated supporting indigenous Kashmiri groups, but was against infiltrating Pakistan and Afghan mercenaries into Jammu and Kashmir. He believed Pakistan would play into India's hands by doing so. Even if the ISI under General Akhtar Abdurrahman was already aiming beyond the region, for instance, establishing contacts with jihadi groups, story regarding General Hamid Gul and his role in this Southeast Asia, especially in the Afghan war and the politics of Pakistan and the foreign policy revival of Pakistan as a regional power in Southeast Asia. General Hamid Gul worked closely with the CIA during the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan when he was the ISI head. However, he became dispassionate with the United States after he turned its back on Afghanistan following the 1989 Soviet withdrawal, as the United States had promised to help build a prosperous Afghanistan. He was further disconcerted when the US began punishing Pakistan with economic and military sanctions for its secret nuclear program. General Gul then went on to declare that the Muslim world must stand united to confront the U.S. in its so-called war on terrorism, which is in reality a war against Muslims. Let's destroy America wherever its troops are trapped. Originally unnamed in the 9/11 Commission report, U.S. officials suspected that Gul had warned the Taliban and Osama bin Laden of the impending cruise missile strike, Operation Infinite Reach, on Al-Qaeda's training camps in eastern Afghanistan. In 1998, broadcast interview with Al Jazeera, bin Laden expressed gratitude to Pakistani government, thereof stating, "As for what was said about information reaching us, we, with the help of Allah, found in Pakistan sympathetic and generous people. We get information from our beloved ones and supporters of jihad against the Americans for the sake of Allah." When asked in the warning came from official sources, bin Laden, rahmatullah alayhi, responded, "I mean the government, groups within the government." U.S. officials also stated that Taliban leaders were told by Gul that he would provide them advance warning of U.S. missile attacks. We know his views regarding the 9/11, that this was an inside job. His post-retirement career, according to Zahid Hussain in his book Frontline, General Hamid Gul and former General Mirza Aslam Beg were part of the 9 January Darul Uloom Haqqaniya Islamic Conference held in Peshawar, where to give support and protect the government of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and the Saudi dissident Osama bin Laden. It was Houthi-Sustain, whom they considered also a great Muslim warrior. Days after the 2007 Karachi bombings, Benazir Bhutto, in a letter to President Musharraf, written on 16 October 2007, named Hamid Gul as one of the 4 persons, including the current intelligence bureau chief, Ijaz Shah, the then chief minister of Punjab, Chaudhry Parvez Elahi, then Chief Minister of Sindh Arbab Ghulam Rahim. She suspected of being behind the attack. Kul responded furiously to his claims. He was arrested on the 4th of November by the military police in Islamabad during President Parvez Musharraf's declared state of emergency. Kul admitted his affiliation with Ummah Tamir Inao. United States government prompted Kul's name in a list of a former ISI officers, four former IS officers for inclusion in the list of international terrorists that was sent to the U.S. Secretary General, but China refused to accept it. In 2008, Kul was informed by a senior official in Pakistan's foreign ministry that he has been placed on a U.S. watch list of global terrorists along with several others. He was shown a U.S. document that detailed several jail charges against him, including allegations that he had ties to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Kul rejected these allegations. On 14 December 2008, President Asif Ali Zardari, in an interview with Newsweek, described Hamid Kul as a political ideologue of terror rather than a physical supporter. According to the Daily Telegraph, following the death of Osama bin Laden, Kul opined that the U.S. forces had killed him in Afghanistan and moved the body to Abbottabad to humiliate Pakistan. Regarding his death, Hamid Kul suffered a hemorrhagic stroke in Murray. According to reports, he had been suffering from high blood pressure and headaches for some time. His death was condoled by the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, Chief of Army Staff Rahil Sharif, former General Kehani, Imran Khan, and other officials. Kul is buried at the cemetery in West Beach, Rawalpindi. Among his possessions was a piece of the Berlin Wall gifted to him by the Germans for delivering the first blow to the Soviet Union. It's now come to the end of our brief history regarding General Hamid Kul. And next week, inshallah, we will discuss the role he played in establishing the party of Imran Khan, the Tehreek-e-Insaf movement in Pakistan, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.